I got a telephone call this last week from pastor across the state. In fact, it was yesterday afternoon, and I had spent some time yesterday doing what I shouldn't have done. I spent some time watching the television of what was going on in Washington, D.C., and it was almost like a narcotic. I mean, I turned it on, and then I couldn't get away from it. I mean, it was in there. It's all the drama that was going on, and watching that thing unfold, and all the emotions that go with that as it does. And then a friend of mine, a pastor, called me yesterday afternoon late, and said, he said, I'm just calling you as an older brother. He said, what am I supposed to tell my church in the morning when I go to them about what's the Christian responsibility to all that's happening in Washington, D.C., and now all this stuff that's broken again with Jimmy Swaggart? And he knew that I had been on the phone this last week with Francis Swaggart, and they had asked me to come out there to speak at their Bible school the 1st of November, and then all this had broken. And what are we supposed to do? What's our responsibility as Christians in the midst of this? And we talked for a few minutes, prayed a little bit on the phone, and then I said to him, I said, we really have but one responsibility in the midst of this. And that's to intercede. That's the only thing that we can do, is to intercede. To intercede for what's going on in Washington, to intercede for what's going on in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to intercede into the crisis areas of life. That's the only thing we can do. Now, the one thing that we must not do is to analyze, judge, and draw conclusions. Now, the reason that we must not do that is because we don't know what's going on in the heavenlies. We don't know God's great plan. Those things are hidden from us. The Bible says that there are certain things that are hidden from the eyes of man. We don't know what God is doing with Clarence Thomas, or with Anita Hill, or with those senators who are sitting there. We don't know what God is doing with Ted Kennedy, sitting on a judgment panel for others who are being accused of sexual problems. We don't know what God is doing. And therefore, we must not judge. And we must not even allow ourselves to analyze, to draw conclusions, because any conclusion we draw will be a false conclusion. The only thing we can do is to intercede. Stand back and say, oh Lord, you know. Lord, you're going to have your way. Lord, I want to be part of that. But at the same time, to realize that what's going on in Jimmy Swaggart's life, in Clarence Thomas's life, in Anita Hill's life, in all these people who have emerged again on the focus point of the media and the news, everybody's lips, front of everybody's mind, that all those people are a magnifying mirror of what's going on in our own souls. That's all. That's all. And therefore, we must examine ourselves in the midst of this. Not examine someone else, but examine ourselves. That's the obligation that God puts upon Christians that nobody else in this world holds. That is given to us by the Son of God, by Jesus Himself, who comes to us and says, your task is to examine yourself. For God, you see, has purpose in your life. And that purpose is to conform you to the image of Jesus Christ.